Blog Talk Radio.
When the Murrays discovered Gain Scentbeads, they fell in love with the irresistible scent. So did their dog Roger. Gain Scentbeads keep even the stinkiest stuff smelling fresh.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Let me hold on for you, one for me, two for you, one, two for me.
What?
Three for you.
Well, smack fuck
is out of here.
Smack fire to fucking ass, man. The fuck you think this is, man? The fuck up out of here, man.
Put your matter of fact,
take my head and mad out of fuck eyes. Fire.
This ain't even enough blood right here. This ain't enough.
Yeah.
Players are slap boxing, you know what I'm saying? This is a product of WBNN. This is Standing Up the Sticks with Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you get fired like Doc Rivers for letting your team stop playing basketball for the whole second half just to let their ass get lit up like it was 86 Larry Bird and them on parquet floor. On air now from Lagos, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you live by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I said multimedia. Damn it, I said multimedia. Shout out to the man playing Sam Christian in the Godfather of Harlem out here. You know what I'm saying? You know, with Forrest Whitaker. You know my man. And shout out to Dave East playing Method Man on the Hulu series. You know what I'm saying? We bringing guillotines out here, y'all. But check this out, y'all. Tonight we getting real spicy, and I ain't going to hold you, man. You know what I mean? This is where we going. And this is the subjects, because this is what I want to know, people. Are you a person who seeks praise from others? Do you judge who you are based on what others think and how you are viewed to the eyes of the public? Do you question what is decreed for you based on your judgment of if you were someone else or if you had these things or those things or if you was this kind of person or that kind of person? Believe it, there may have been different results of a situation. Had those things about yourself been adjusted to your beliefs? Is this disbelief? Is there disbelief in this? Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. Disbelief. Saying if is what places doubt upon the certainty needed to supplicate to your Lord. You know what I'm saying? When you supplicate to your Lord is what I said. Where supplications, folks, these are things when you're asking for things. You're asking, when we consider these things sincere du'a in the methodologies in which it's established upon the guidance. Where sincere du'a can be an invocation or a supplication. Where invocation is things in which you're giving thanks and praise and things like that. Or a supplication is asking for assistance, guidance, mercy, forgiveness, etc. You know what I'm saying? Or even gratitude or thankfulness, whatever. Some people ain't thankful for nothing. You know what I'm saying? But saying if nullifies your reliance and trust in your Lord who created you. You know what I'm saying? You know, feeling like another line of control will redeem situations or adjust them, you know what I mean, to your liking. This is not trusting God, folks. It's not. It's not God trusting. You see what I'm saying? You're trusting someone else, or maybe a magician that don't exist. I don't know who you're trusting. Or yourself when you were somebody else. Or even if I had left this time or another time, those kind of things. Or if I had dealt with this person instead of that person. Or if I impressed these people by saying this about myself or that about myself. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's a line, the difference between if God wills, meaning this, if we say, yo, I'll see you tomorrow, if God wills. We don't know tomorrow. We don't know the unseen. So saying if in that particular sense is not the same thing in what I'm talking about here. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know the unseen. So saying if upon the unseen is something different in regards to asking your Lord for things or knowing that your Lord created things in a certain fashion, and saying if about that is what we're explaining about. Or even worse, when you start to display actions of speech, actions more than speech, but actions that is not from your individual normalities, You know what I'm saying? In this, not only do you discredit your Lord for how he fashioned things, but by saying if this had happened or that had happened, you put yourself in his place by assuming you had another form of control over a person, place, or thing happen.
Right.
We got somebody on the line here? Because I hear somebody on the ad-libs.
No. Ain't nobody on my line. I don't know if it's yours or not, but let's try to figure out that right now, get that right together. Go ahead, continue. You got it.
All right, boom. Now, the actions of this is far more worse, folks. Example, extreme weepers at a funeral. Let's take that example. Extreme weepers at a funeral, I said, where this becomes exaggerant behavior, only for the result of attention, where this person is viewed as the most hurt upon the mourning, where this is an attempt of a person trying to be someone else, or if they were the person that had the more important attention placed upon them. You know what I mean? So this leads this person to do these things. You know what I mean? Where, again, this person is viewed as the most hurt upon the mourning. The people who are mourning about the deceased, this person becomes the most hurt. In disguise, this person's intention is to fool the people at witness to this weeping. While the seeking of a view of attention is in progress, you know what I'm saying? Where now the attention of the person in the coffin or the person that's the deceased is now on the attention of Aunt Audrey. Yes, Aunt Audrey. I don't give a damn who was. Everybody got all Audrey's in you. I don't care what your name is. You're Aunt Audrey tonight, whoever I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? When she falling all over the damn floor. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? Maury Povich stunts of action, I'll say. Where this is a diversion. These are diversions, folks. So the transformation of becoming someone else, which the someone else is someone that the someone else is this, a person that's not being paid attention to. And then you become the person who's being paid attention to. That's the transformation. Autobots roll out. Now, sometimes to pull your view off of who these people really are. You know what I mean? They try to fool you where they really somebody else. So these are actions and stunts where they pull off to fool you some type of way. You know? Now, in some senses, this is how some display their guilt, or shall I say, remove pain from themselves while it's convenient to blend in and not be noticed, I'll say. You know? Where Audrey's pain is far from somewhere else beyond and more, far more painful than what we recognize witnessing the deceased. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? The deceased right now, you know, where we at a funeral here or whatever, and the attention is on whoever the deceased is. But Aunt Audrey has another plan. But her plan for attention seeking is far from somewhere else, as I said, where the pain that she's displaying is far more worse place than where we are right now at this scene. You know what I'm saying? Her weeping is from how she feels about life pertaining to herself. You know, the pain of guilt, of being a natural source of disagreement to others is what I'll say. Again, the pain of guilt of being a natural source of disagreement to others is who Aunt Audrey is here. Seeking pity so that you cover up your scale of evil is what this kind of thing is here. This is what this is here, if y'all don't know what this is. Believing this brings you innocence to the eyes of others. While in the dark, you are a soulless vampire. Seeking the fill of greatness you believe to be in others. So you make attempts to become them. Now, this is what I'm going to say, people. No more can mend these stuff, please. I'm be nice tonight and not use profanity words. How's that? You know what I mean? Y'all can owe me money if I say curse words tonight. Hey, any curse word I say, everybody got to give me $20. You know what I mean? But no more Gamendi things, please. No more. We don't need no more Gamendi behavior, please. And no Balkis from, or no Bo Rats, or none of that. You know what I'm saying? We not going to do none of that. You hear me? But this is what we going to do. You know what I'm saying? We going to get into a trail, Zach. You know what I mean? Brother O. Legendary Brother O. Would you have something for me? You know what I'm saying? Are we shallowing shadow boxing out there? What are we doing?
Plug. Fucking unit back in the day,
I know that.
You know what I'm saying? I miss all my niggas, though, believe me, and I'll never forget none of them. Stoop, Tyree, size, you know what I'm saying? Heady motherfucking all of these wild ass niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? L, Mo, yo, man. Shit was wild, bro. You know what I'm saying, y'all? Word up. You know what I'm saying? So you let my shit go at the count of three, though, you know what I'm saying? Fake niggas stole shit and they drink. Club nights, we snatch links, politics, Africans and chicks. Wild world of sport niggas, snort coke by the seconds. Niggas projects built with fiends injecting morphine. The guard seem more green and upstate doesn't reek. Almost got hit with 14. Chill, Paul, the guard will be a star when you come home. Like bones and let you rock my 3G stone. So speak, cousin, yo, I was working. Cats, I'm jerking. In uptown, these niggas acting like they hurting. Keys, 24 a brick. Colombians be on some bullshit. That's why Bobby got hit. Stay tuned, word up. I hope to see you in June. By the way, I seen your bitch. She was up in this cash room. Skeet up, weed the fuck up. To top it off, look beat up. With two crack fiends hugging your seat up. I took care of that, though. But don't worry about it. I got your back, though.
Yo, why's my niggas always yelling that broke shit? Let's get money, son. And you wanna smoke shit? Chill, girl. Yo, the sun don't chill at all. What's the name?
Yeah, my team caught bodies in Grassman. Hit a store owner named Mike Lavonga. Italiano, slanted eye, banging the fat Milano. Selling coke right out the bottle sometime. A nigga bought nines, accessible mines. Crazy beats, buying keys in Greece. Was a rich nigga. Picture the nigga without dope figures. Condo with his shit, rocking the gold figure. Mafia flicks, tying up tricks was his main hobby. Teaching his seed, Wu-Tang karate. And drinks and clubs, heavy chest with mini minks. Nighttime rolling with space, extra live. He claimed he couldn't die. Top rank, 16 shots in his fist. In his pet piranha, he named the marijuana smoking ganja. Calling his weed wife Sandra. Claiming New York was ancient Babylon. Where the sky stayed the color of gray. Like heroin, I can't front though. Truck loads of endo. Soon to blow slow. His ass is out now, tally ho.
Why my niggas always yelling that bro shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you on air. Live from Lagos, Nigeria, dial 1-516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Yo, but before I may take some callers, right, I just want to put this on y'all because we must take a glimpse of the psychological view and from an educational standpoint on what I'm talking about based on the research and value of common law upon this righteousness. You know what I mean? Introducing the subject. You know what I mean? That I've been talking about for the last couple minutes, folks, is histrionic personality disorder is what identifies this behavior. You know what I mean? In this, where this is their self-esteem depends on the approval of others and does not come from a true feeling of self-worth. They have an overwhelming desire to be noticed and often behave dramatically or inappropriately to gain attention. Caller one, you're in queue, and don't be acting cute with me trying to get some attention. Who is it?
Listen, this is Jerry Petito. How you doing, babe?
Yeah, what's good, Jerry? You know what I'm saying? It's the next top mom, y'all. New Jersey in that building. What's happening, Jerry?
So listen, I love your topic tonight. First of all, I love you anyway, but I love your topic tonight.
I love you.
So I'm going to be as honest as I can be. I grew up driving my family crazy. My dad was from Italy, you know. I did not follow any rules. I never cared what anyone thought. But as I got older, there were certain people that I did care. I started caring about what they thought of me. One was my father. One was God, of course, first and foremost, and my kid, and then my grandchildren. As far as peers and friends, I only cared that I never did anything to deliberately hurt them. And if they didn't accept me for who I was, I would have to walk away. So every single person, Clev, deep down, there's some deep-rooted things that make us be the person we are or react to certain things the way we do based on our childhood, our upbringing, all that, right? So I feel very sad for a lot of people who find their worth in what others think because they probably were brought up never being told they were good enough. And that's what's sad. But I love your question. I love your topic. So that's how I can answer this.
Oh, yeah. You know, that was wonderful because you know why? There's always different perspectives on the spectrum, you know what I'm saying, about this.
Yeah.
Where, like, that was a more positive light on the spectrum based on the fact that, you know what I'm saying, we also have to, you know, be certain people in front of, you know, the people who we love or the people who we need to place established examples for, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we might need to go into a different style of character in which in that sense is more of paving your behavior and etiquettes and mannerisms. So yeah, that was real. That was jewelry right there, Jared. I appreciate it. Jared, let us know what you got going on next before we get on.
So it's May 30th, man, and I've got a legendary singer from back in the day. She took one of the songs and she made it a huge hit in the 70s, I believe. Beverly Bremer's the song Don't Say You Don't Remember. And she's incredible, and that's who I'm interviewing.
All right, well, this is legendary, y'all. Y'all heard that. This is Jerry Petito, you know what I'm saying, America's Next Top Mom from New Jersey, y'all. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to all the divas, you know what I'm saying, on the New Jersey side of things, you know what I mean? We try stating it hang gliding out here, you know what I mean? But, yo, we going to get into a track next, you know what I mean, by international DJ legend, Brother Oled Ski.
Taking you for another one. scream like that, nigga. Yo, bust the voice, I'm Speaker Austin. Many brothers I be sparking and busting mad light inside the dark. Call me Dose Snatcher, just a brother for the rapture. I hang live, holding on strong, hard to capture. Extravagant, resurrect the track and it's militant. Then I react like a convict and start killing shit. It's manifested, the guards work like appliances. Dealing in my cipher, I revolve around scientists. The ninth chamber, they get trapped inside my hallway. You try to flee, but they got smoke from my doorway. No question, I send your ass back right to the essence. Your whole frame is smothered in dirt. Now how you resting? Well, I'll be trapped by sound, locked behind loops, throwing niggas off airplanes with cash rules. Everything around me black, as you can see. Swallow this murder one verse like God's degree. Then analyze my soundtrack with satisfaction. You adapt like a flashback chain reaction.
Make some niggas, son. AK Black, bust back like 70 max, I'm all that. Street niggas knowing my C's black, raw cheese. You know he coincide with me, see? Marvelous, man, it's both society. But anyway, let's toast. Champagne thoughts with ghosts, I max the most. Shotguns through the nose. Fuck rap, hip-hop for me, y'all south. Low wears, and Tommy Hill fly shit with a knot. The witty, unpredictable live shit. Cloud by shit, do or die shit. I take your lying shit. And then you know, I'm running through the P now, fast. Walk through showers, wow, the old lady bitch. But fuck it, you know it, one love, kid. No, I'm not doing a bit. Too much to get for what? The six niggas got stuck in the nigga chain was struck. Yo, fuck that, criminology rap. Speakers say jet black, floating in the flies, ass, nigga. Much love go to New York City, all my Tommy Hill ice rocking niggas.
Staten Island in the building, you know what I'm saying? You know, on air, Live Goose, you know what I mean? 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And as we coming back, we talking about histrionic personality disorder is what we describing here, parallel to what we talk about. And people who had this may not know that they are out of pocket, believing their behaviors do not create issues for others. Lifetime Channel, people. This is after school special-ass people. You hear me? When high school is where it normally starts. Or it could be earlier. If you had to grow up fast like me, you know, it was middle time by the time I was 6 years old. You see what I'm saying? You know, people who may be born like this is women, more so to speak. You know what I'm saying? But if you a man, you know, you more than likely develop this during ages where it's more importantly to be more noticed in certain lights, you know what I'm saying, as a man, you know what I mean? But, yo, I got a caller too in here, you know what I'm saying? What the hell you got to say to me about this? Because I know it better be somebody better not be acting up. Who is it, caller two?
Clev, what's going on? This is Jetty A-Check, Soul Genius Shampoo Show. Tomorrow, 9:30, what's going on with you, bro?
My guy, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Good to hear you in the wilderness, my friend, poking out. You know what I mean? How's everything on the cool side of life, my friend? How are you?
Everything chilling on the rocks, baby. I'm living life and God is good. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can ask for.
graciously, you know what I'm saying? But look, while I got you on here, Bobble, you know what I'm saying? I would like to know what you know about these type of activities here. You know what I mean? If you've been tapping in, what could you say to me? You know what I mean? Go ahead and cool them off with something for me.
Honestly, you had me in the beginning when you was talking about the power of words, especially as it pertains to using the word if. You know what I mean? So if I could, you know what I'm saying, connect the worlds between histrionic personality disorder and just, you know, certain uses of the words, things might not even be malicious, you know what I'm saying? Like a person might just come from a certain place where they don't have the confidence within themselves because they're not connected to God the way they need to be.
Absolutely. This is the connection, brother. This is the connection. Go ahead, brother. I'm listening.
Nah, for real. Shout out to my brother Kang. We had a pact, if you will, a few years ago where we stopped using certain things in our vocabulary, like the word if, like the word try. These things, I agree with you, they go against what's supposed to be God body, because if God is behind you, what, you know what I'm saying? What man is in front of you if God is behind you, you know what I'm saying? So for a person that might have histrionic personality disorder, you know what I'm saying, they might use these words because they don't have the confidence within themselves, but they pushing a certain type of projection out as if, you know what I'm saying, other things can compensate or whatnot. And if it's not God body, then what power are we talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Where is it coming from? Where is these entities coming from? Exactly. It's the main thing. And these are, and this is the path that we go in, folks. This is Clef One always hang line and trying to go ahead and get on espionage missions to, you know, to help the people understand. You know what I'm saying? Because verily these psychological issues are connected to lines of disbelief and lines of things in which you do not place your trust with who created you. You know what I'm saying? This is where this comes from. You do not protect yourself from the protection in which you have to utilize in order to guide yourself out here upon mankind. So what you got going on, Jay? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You're going to cook it up for us, you know what I'm saying? On a follow-up, you know we got to go ahead and shut them out, get these numbers up, brother.
You already know, man. I'm cooking up something real nice, you know what I'm saying? SGC is going to be a special show series. Shout out to WBNN. Beverly Nation, I'm glad to be a part of the conglomerate, the collective. We're going to keep some things moving and flowing and rolling and baking and shaking the way that it's supposed to. You dig?
Say less, brother. You know what I'm saying? Always good to hear your cool ass coming through. You know what I'm saying? Well, yo, that's Jay, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got another caller in queue. Yo, caller, listen, caller, don't be acting transforming on me when you get on here. Who are you?
Hey, Clef One. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you?
What's up with you, baby Bob? How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. I'm loving this topic. I know quite a few people like this and who are always seeking approval. And I remember one particular person, I was at their house, and they're like, you didn't say anything about my pajamas. And I'm like, what? Like, what? You chose them. What do I need to say something to you about your pajamas? You really need me to compliment you on your pajamas. Like, it's just like it goes so deep. And I think a lot of it, and I could be incorrect, but I think a lot of approval also, I know it's like self-esteem issues, but also I think it comes from people who may have done things in life that were bad. So it's like to rectify that, it's like they want that constant approval of like, I'm a good person, I'm doing this good, this is good. And it kind of basically blocks out the past of whatever went on, whatever they did that was bad. That's what I've noticed. Not every single person is applicable to every single person, but that's what I've noticed. But you're touching on some really, really, really good things, and I'm proud of you. I'll just say that. This is a great topic. I absolutely love it. But it's hard to deal with people like that who are constantly needing a approval. And I would say me, myself, there was a point in time where, like, 99, you know, people loved me, that one person had a problem, and I had to figure out why. And I had to show them, like, whatever they were thinking, you know, wasn't true. But then I realized, like, that rejection was God's protection from that person that I was dealing with. Like, it was a nightmare after I actually, you know, became friends with them. I'm like, man, like, they weren't even worth it. So I realized who's ever supposed to be in your circle will be in your circle. You need to live a life, a pure life, in the words of someone else should not be how you determine your value. You know, you just should just be a good person. Do what's good. Do what's right. Live a righteous life. That's it. That's it. You don't need anybody else to tell you anything, you're good in this or anything like that. So I appreciate this topic very, very much. And you're as awesome as always. And my show will be June 2nd, 2023. And it's funny because you said that because actually my topic is the power of words. I said that last night on Mr. Boston's show. So I appreciate you very much, Cliff.
Oh, no doubt. Thanks, baby Bob. You know what I'm saying? Always glad to hear your crazy ass coming through. You know what I'm saying? yeah. So, yo, you hear that, y'all? You know what I'm saying? That is Tiana speaks, y'all. You know, the woman of amazing things. Yes. But, yes, we're going to get into a track next by international DJ legend, Brother Olad Skazy.
He looked determined without being ruthless. Something heroic in his manner. There's a courage about him. Doesn't look like a killer. Comes across so calm. Acts like he has a dream. Full of passion.
You don't trust me, huh?
Well,
you know why.
I do.
We're not supposed to trust anyone in our profession anyway.
Knock niggas out the box all the time. Now yo, what up, yo? Time is running out, it's for real though. Let's connect, politics, ditto. We can trade places, lifted in the staircase. Word up, peace, incarcerated, thoughts up related style, attract millions. Fans, they understand my plan. Who's the kid up in the green land? Me and the RZA connect. Blow a fuse, you lose. Half-ass crews get demolished and bruised. Fake me frontin'. Hourglass heads, niggas be wantin'. Shutting down your slot, time for pumping. Poisonous thing, which dumps up in that chunk. Raise a heavy generator. But yo, guess who's the black trunk? Dough be flowing by the hours. Woo, we got the collars, scholars. Word like peace to power in my whole unit. Word up, quick to set it, don't wet it. Real niggas lick shots, peace, Connecticut. Now yo, what up, yo? Time is running out, it's for real though. Let's connect, politics, ditto. We can trade places, get lifted in the staircases. Word up, peace, incarcerated, star faces. Chef for shine like marble, rhyme remarkable. Real niggas raise up, spend your money, argue. But this time it's slow to uninvited. Go ahead and rhyme to it, bitch nigga. Mike's getting fired. Morphine sticks be burning like chlorine. Niggas recognize I'm here to board them all to fall green. But hold up, my wet be tasting like thrower. My mom roller, drip to death, whip rolled up. You never had no wins, sliding in these ends with them. With Mac-10s and broke friends. You got guns too. What up, son, dude? Wanna battle for cash and see who's son, too? I probably whack jack, smack rap, niggas, you fat. Niggas, lyrics, you whack, nigga. Can't stand unofficial, West issue, blank bust, scud missiles. You rolling like Trump, you get your meat lump. For real, it's just slang rap democracy. Here's the policy, slide off the ring, plus the wallabies. Check the status, soon to see me at Caesar's Palace eating salad. Be beating Mike, synergies of Dallas. I move rhymes like retail, make sure shit sell. From where we at, some of my man sell. From staircase to stage, minimum wage. But soon to get an article and rap page. But all I need is my house, my gas, my act. Bank account fat is going down like that. And Barton the French will let me speak Italian. Black stallions growling on Shaolin. That means the Allen is satin. And niggas carry gas in. Mad police of Manhattan. Now yo, what up, yo? Time is running out, it's for real though. Let's connect, politics, ditto. We can trade places, get lifted in the staircase. Word up, peace, incarcerated, Scarface. I do this for barbershop niggas in the plaza. Catching asthma, rated sick and gun flashes. Well dressed, skating through the projects. Big one, broke elevators, turn the lights out. Thick one upstairs, twitch like a chameleon. Hit Brazilians, pass the cash, I'll leave your children. Lead a building, niggas, yo, they be folding like envelopes. Under pressure, like Lou Ferrigno on float. Yo, Africans denying niggas up in yellow cabs. Musty like fuck, waving their arms to A-Rab. Sit back, cooling like Kalu was on rock. On the crack spots, rubber band rap. All my knots, few bitches who fuck dreads. On Sudafeds, pussy dirtin'. They did it for a yard for the feds. What up, cousin? Nigga, I seen it like a 27-inch Zenith, believe it. Now yo, what up, yo? Time is running out, it's for real though. Let's connect, politics, ditto. We can trade places, get lifted in the staircase. Word up, peace, incarcerated, star faces.
You know we build the bricks and standing up the damn sticks out here, you know what I'm saying? We live from Lagos, Nigeria, you know what I'm saying? Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, and we're talking about histrionic post-traumatic, oh no, not post-traumatic, histrionic personality disorder. And the main symptoms of these things, first of all, is the displayment of emotionality or sexuality to draw attention to themselves is what they do. You know what I mean? I told y'all about Aunt Audrey earlier, you know what I mean? With her fake ass at the funeral, falling all out on the damn floor like the grandmother on Mari and all that. You hear me? Y'all know who I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Yo, but here's the example of where we go to the sexuality at extremes. Where let's take the wimpy man here. Let's take the wimpo, El Wimpy, you know what I mean? At the bar on dollar night. You know what I'm saying? He get to be the debonair dickhead. Excuse me, I wasn't going to see the Tatum's foul words. But that's who he is. We're going to label him that. The debonair dickhead. That's short for the person with a name. You know what I'm saying? But look, check this out. Where he get to boss up and be the supreme captain, save a hoe with hood rats. You heard me? I said Captain Save a Hoe with hood rats. You know, sneaking in his wonderful charms and justice to the weak-minded women while appearing to be generously spending extra amounts of cash and all that kind of stuff like that. You know what I mean? But check this out. You know, that's like grown-up Urkel. You know what I mean? You know, shout out to Jaleel White and all that. But that's like grown-man Urkel. You feel what I'm saying? Seeking the attention of blind mice. All for the view of homeboy got them hoes, you hear me? My boy over there got them hoes. Knowing he's El Cheapo, knowing he's Scrooge McDuck, selfish, you know what I mean? Knowing he's only attention-seeking, you know what I mean? Jerome in the house-ass snake. Oh, excuse me, I said something else. Where Chinchilla at? Hold up. Chinchilla going to get me, y'all, for using these type of words, you know what I'm saying? But hold up. No, just knowing he's really not built for that type of lifestyle, you know what I mean? You know, and he's light in the pockets, you know what I'm saying? You know, being plain and regular wasn't good enough. So you found a way to feel important and look important. You know what I'm saying? That's what you did. You hear what I'm saying? So call a four. Don't be getting on here acting like you need some attention and you're important or something, because we all important at the same time, damn it. So put your measuring cup away. Who are you?
I always need attention from you, honey. You know what I'm saying? It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Holy camoli. It's Ava, y'all. What the hell? All these. What? I'm going to New Jersey, y'all. It's the tri-state in the area. The divas are out here. Yes, Ava, how
come
you
on,
doing?
Come on, baby, come on down. We'll come hang out on the boardwalk a little bit. I love your topic, too, just like your other callers had said. It's really interesting. You know, and you were talking about the power of words, and I think narcissism fits in there somewhere with some of the stuff you were talking about. But it's interesting I think Jetty had mentioned the word try. Try is considered a weapon word. And it's so hard to remove it from your vocabulary if you have it there. And another thing is, it's so weird because, you know, I'm going through a lot right now, and I was talking to one of my doctors today, and I just was saying to her how I'm fed up and I'm sick of everyone. And she said, don't say the word I'm sick, because no matter what follows it, all that comes out into the universe is I'm sick. She says you may be displeased, but you're not sick. So we don't always think about exactly what we're saying and what it does when we say it. And I got to say that, you know, over the past few years, I've been mentoring a couple of young kids. And sometimes they call me like their second mom, but different personalities. But both of them would say, I don't want to go do that. Or I don't want to, you know, you need to do that for me because I don't
I don't want someone to think this way or that way about me. And I'm constantly telling them that you can't seek approval. You know, the only thing that matters that of someone else that likes you, it doesn't matter what they think. It matters that you like you. So it's going back to what Jerry said, that someone might not have been brought up with knowing their worth, you know, and then it all beats down on you. I think innately we all need acceptance. We all want to be accepted. But then, you know, if you have a family situation, that could break it down. If you're not in tune with God, that could break it down. So, you know, we want to be accepted, but like you said, it's perspective, you know, and you can't let other people decide how you need to act or you need to feel. And, you know, I'm not saying that to you, obviously. I'm saying that to the listeners out there, because we have to learn to have an attitude with gratitude. We don't always wake up with that. We need to wake up with that. And we learn that as we grow up. So hopefully, you know, the people that are listening that need to hear this will wake up gratitude. And remember, everything always goes down better with a slice of perspective.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You heard that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And it's always a pleasure to hear from you, Ava. You know what I'm saying? And you're always dropping jewelry. You're always dropping jewelry on us. You know what I'm saying? We always, we know who's old school out here. We know who knows what's going on. We're old school and the place to be down by law, ladies and gentlemen, on this WBNN. Yes, we are. So, yes. Oh, but real quick before you go, you know what I'm saying? Because this is important. Do you ever would if? Or do you ever could have, would have, should have? Do you do that?
You know, that's a tough question. Maybe back in the day, I might have. But I don't have regrets. I feel that everything leads you to where you are. And if something isn't right, it's a stepping stone. It's God telling us that we just need to go with his guidance. And I think whatever happens to us in life, we need to try to take it with a slice of perspective and move forward to the next thing, because there's a plan there. And we may not always know that plan. So I would say no more woulda, shoulda, coulda, you know, but, you know, we do what we do, and then we have to keep going from that.
There you go, folks. You heard it. That was from Ava, y'all. And check this out. You know what I mean? We're going to go into a track next, because we're going to get real deep into this. Brother O, can I get a track by the international DJ legend, Brother O Ladsky? Who is he? Where you at? He in the building?
Allow me to demonstrate the skill of Shaolin, the special technique of shadow boxing.
Paragraph, smash your phonograph in half. It'd be the inspector Jack on the warpath. First class, leaving mics with a cast. Causing ruckus like the aftermath on guns blast. Run fast, here comes the verbal assaulter. Rhymes running wild like a child of a walker. I scored from the inner slums abroad, and my thoughts are raging sharp. I sight the mic from the cord. First criticized, but now they have become mentally paralyzed with hits that I devise. Now I testify, the best is I. Rebel lioness, your highness, blessed to electrify. Ill. Truth that I reveal across the amateurs who scream, they keep it real. She's a black down, hoodied up in fatigue. Part-time minor leagues, receive third degrees. Attack like a wolf pack, once I pull back, then guard you and bust you like a fullback. Yo, you 14 karat gold slump, computer wizard. Tapping his shot, my rap vein causes blizzards. Do I like the kills for ice tripe like by the digits? Gorillas injected with strength for 80 midgets. The earth spins, ruins, rap exotic clinch. Let my peeps dip, niggas gasping, swallowing aspens. With a dosage, you overdose it. Rap, high explosives, my posters, hypnotized with hypnosis. I sell guns, my whole clan is on the run like natural born killers. Record breaking the album filler, got access to tear gas bombs and rocket launchers. Flow like dope, killer bees is what I sponsor. Your entrepreneur, pens and gear like Shakespeare. When I fuck, I grab here, collect drawers and souvenirs. Fuck yeah, my crew down German beers. My career's based on guns, throwing cats in wheelchairs, etc. Damn it, any lame ass competitor who try to front, get broken and fast like levers. Whatever, hard heads get shattered like mirrors. Beretta shots flatter your goose, scatter your feathers. Say never more with your chum crumbs, deal with grassing. Blew my family overseas, imagine. If rap was crack, fully packed, I'd be chalk cats. Tax and kingpin of the rap, just trafficking. village niggas get slapped in Manhattan for rapping. Big ghost steps off laughing.
Will you just using the Wu-Tang school method against me?
I've learned so many styles. Forgive me.
Sit back, relax, fake niggas don't get turned. Watch me massage your brain with slainless king. Projects built with young men cause threats to asset. $1,000 change in debt. Focus, the broken niggas are light shit. These mics like cocaine, son. Sex is suicidal hype shit. Exchange man, blood taste for sweepstakes. Creeping up on fakes, out of state for cakes, no doubt. Blood somebody your mouth, we making dough up. Putting 50 on the land in the loaf, just like that. Pull your shoes up black, matter of fact, just adapt. Tie up your black knights and tight hats. Corners, stay surrounded with foreigners, what up, dread? Best caught your bread, for his bread, but regardless, beat the jail niggas with charges. Unify, laying in the yard with lots. My clan done ran from Japan to Atlanta with stamina, slingers and gamblers and grand handlers. The cow like the owl cigar, let's get steam. Infrared bar, yo, beam. So see enough respect, rule for your bet. Keep it moving, partial law. Bro, black like saw. Designing the fly shit and stay shining. The RZA pour more beats than Chriselle's fine wine. Concrete rap, go to bat for 50 other niggas on the other side of the map. Do what's all good and all done. What we want done, Mike Tyson of this rap shit. Pulling out max for fun.
The nigga don't get mad, I got mad styles of my own. And it's shown when my hands grip the chrome microphone. Verbally I catch bodies with cordless shotties. Intriguing them seeds, I keep them trained like potties. I bomb facts, my sword is an axe to split backs. Invisible, like dopamine tracks, sky's the limit. Niggas are timid, and nobody knows how we move like wolves. From sheet clothes, producing data, microchips and software. Underground and off air, the land of the lost. Notorious henchmen from the north, striking niggas where the Mason-Dixon line crossed.
Yeah, check this out, man. We gonna build some bricks on this one, though, yo. If y'all ain't no one listening, man, we live to my ghost, you know what I mean? Dial in 516-453-9133. And, yo, check this out. Like I said, we on this histrionic personality disorder. And, again, do you say what if? Or are you a could have, would have, should have person? You know what I mean? If you are, these things run parallel. Place in doubt. You know what I mean? Where, what if I be like this person or that person? Maybe this will happen. Or, damn, I could have acted like this or been like this. Or, damn, if I would have been like this or like that. Or, damn, you know what? I should be like this or should have been like that. These things run parallel. Placing doubt upon what is decreed. Falling into falsified actions or becoming someone or something other than themselves to alter the decree, which is a mild form of magic, witchcraft, or sorcery, I'll say. Trust and believe it, folks. This histrionic people. Histrionic people, and these are things that what you need to identify about, because this is what it is. Feeling unappreciated or depressed when they are not the center of attention is one of them. Having rapidly shifting and shallow emotions is another one. Being dramatic and extremely emotionally expressive, even to the point of embarrassing friends and family in public, is one. Having a larger than life presence. You know, being boastful, whatever you're doing, you're really built on stilts, I guess. Being persistently charming and flirtatious is one. Overly concerned with their physical appearance is one. Worshipping yourself, you know what I mean? That's what you're doing. Using your physical appearance to draw attention to themselves by wearing tight or bright or revealing clothing is one. Acting inappropriately sexual with most people they meet, even when they are not sexually attracted to these people, is one. Where you're just overly, ha, 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 you know, whatever we want to call that, you know. Spice Channel is who, how you're butchering. That's one. Speak strongly dramatically and expressed strong opinions, but with few facts or details to support their opinions, is one. To be gullible or easily influenced by others, especially the people they admire or they look up to, you know, is one. We call that dicky, y'all. Sorry, chinchilla. Yes. That's one. They think that their relationships with others are closer than they usually are, where, you know, you got women out here talking about somebody, they man. That's not your man. That's somebody that just pay you to have sex with them. He not your man. Whatever. That's one. Having difficulty maintaining relationships, often seeming fake or shallow in their interactions with others. You know, we can read you, see you far away. We saw you coming 10 years ago when I sleep with your fake shit. So, excuse me, hold up. It might be some profanity cops out here listening. Curse word police. You know, let's see. They need instant gratification and become bored and frustrated very easily. This is one. Constantly seeking reassurance or approval. You know what I'm saying? These people become stalkers, ghost watchers, I'll say, mimickers, impersonators, obsessive cravers for the desire to be someone of importance, even if it is at the hands of trying to be someone else or like them. I'll say. So remember, folks, this histrionic thing is another word for dramatic or theatrical. Trust and believe it. Dramatic and theatrical is what I'll call it, and I'll say that. You know what I mean? So we want to be careful about this, folks, because this could be something from genes. It could run from genetics. This runs in a family. There may be some genetics linked to this. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some genetics. Or there may be some childhood trauma, of course. This may cause personalities, you know what I'm saying, where kids get, you know, develop personalities. They try to emulate people's on cartoons or TV shows or some of these guys on the video games or even the rappers, you know what I'm saying, where they try to emulate these people or act like these people and become these people, you know what I'm saying, because what if they were these people? Or how you were raised, you know, parenting styles and all that type of stuff can pay to can do that too, you know what I mean, undetended children, where, you know, the children, you know, these type of children either do too much or hardly not nothing, you know what I'm saying, where they just doing any and everything, you know what I'm saying, or they doing hardly not nothing, you know, hardly not nothing is what I said, hardly not nothing, or parents who are obnoxiously inappropriate at times or another, or all the time or another. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, you know, the freak smut moms that don't know how to, like, you know, put their clothes on around people. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Or the pervert uncles and pops. You know what I'm saying? When soon as somebody go on a prom, you know what I'm saying? He got to hug everybody and all that type of stuff like that. You know what I mean? Or whatever it is. You know what I mean? These things may lead to low self-esteem in histrionic people, folks. You know what I mean? Hey, brother, oh, man, what you got? Do you got some sword styles for me, you know what I'm saying? Because I need a track next by international DJ Legend, brother, oh, man. Yes.
Yo, I got a new... Yo, niggas don't even know, sir. Yo, check the joint. Boom. Yo, I got a crazy idea how to do clocks now. Check it out. Boom. This how you freak them. Boom. You go get the cream joints, right? Boom. Now, all you die is this shit right here. Boom. And this, you know what I'm saying? Any color you want, but it'll be like blue and cream. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Niggas don't even know some word is born. I'm a rock niggas this summer. On the real. You know what I'm saying? Yo, son, I had crazy visions. Check it out, boom.
Just imagine if you buy, check it out. Just imagine you bought navy blue, right? A navy blue pair, right? Boom, this shit, you know what I'm saying? But Doc, get this guy cream on top. Just imagine that color, like, but you got a different, like, a small thing, like.
Yeah. Check it, yo. Yo, stand on the block, bebop, gun cock, avalanche rock, get paid off, mass murder, bitch, service the new chef, break them, box the alley cats, bake them, 4-9 made them, drop grenades and take them, quick, fast, we reflect like the Sabi Blue Chew, Wu-Tang, Sonic, and Zenyu, grab my Alanti, crash your fantasy, getting high, fella, stand by, here's a plan, see, sit back, collecting, texting, checking, blowing slow in the Montero, flexing, beats break heavenly, word to INS, bless me, throw me like 3 bags of sex. For real, from the killer hill, locked and caged in. With small representatives, be acting like pavement. Strive for wives, not lies and lies. Max selling, enjoy the highs. What? Treasure reservations, the ice. Possess the power to hold G's, guns, and grams. Take a paper, pull off a keystone cable. Point out the bad admission and crowd.
Proceed with caution as you enter the symphony. Degrees of punishment increase intensely. Syndrome was caused by the deadly drums, but the battle was won by swords being swung. Slicing with a vocal from the international vocalist. Your style is too local to fuck with this. Offensive antagonist, no assistance. Moving motionless, mysterious swiftness. Thoughts roll down the shaft of the brain. Mental gives the signal to the physical. Whirlwind kicks and hits from every angle. Violent temperament, left continent vintage. Poison vintage, wine rhymes I invented. Drunk by the drunk then punches. That punches the heart, vital sparks from the artery stalk.
Hey, yo, check this out, man. You know what I'm doing here. I'm laying glaciers of ice on y'all right now. You feel me? That's what I'm doing out this day. You know what I mean? We talking about this histrionic personality disorder. You feel what I'm saying? So if I got a call out here, you know what I mean? Call of five, you know what I'm saying? If you want to slide on a glacier of ice out here on what we talk about, be careful. Don't be dancing with the stars. Just keep be careful. Who is you?
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
This Angela.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hold on. So I almost said a damn profanity word. Y'all mean it's Angela, y'all. We got demons out here. What's good, baby? How you doing, Sugar Dip?
I'm doing okay. I was just calling in to support. I'm enjoying your show. You always make me laugh. But you always speak English.
Now, I'm going to tell you, don't start no trouble here until we going, because I need some fried chicken. We're going to have the damn fried chicken bash. We're going to do all types of having cuisine, hors d'oeuvres, all that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it blobbing, popping. So don't play with me. What you got down here out here, Angie?
I'm just being me. That's all I know to do. That's it.
So
but I'm enjoying your show. I'm sitting here. I'm enjoying your show. I've been enjoying your callers. I was just sitting over here just enjoying this, you know. I live for this. So.
Hey, real quick, Ange, while I got you on here, do you ever do a what if, or have you ever could have, would have, should have?
What if? What if? Like, what if?
Yes.
I can't do what if, because what if? You just got to do it. You'll never know. So remove the if.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything that we need is already in us. You want to, you can. And no if. You want to, you can, you will. It's all about what you put your mind to. They all things
Absolutely.
Are possible, not some things, all things. So you have the ability to do all things. You know, we say we believe in the word and we live by the word. So if the word tell us that this is the truth, then why we don't accept it as the truth? But we get on these buses. We get on these planes, we get on these trains, and we believe that these operators going to get us where we need to go, without a doubt, but we can't believe what we were supposed to believe in. But anyway, you got to be you. You only get one life. You only got one chance to hang around trying to be somebody else. I'm telling you, I had a hard time trying to be on this journey.
There you go. Like you said, you can't be nobody else. You gotta whatever path that you were created to be on, you gotta choose it and be on it and do the best you can, you know what I'm saying? And tie your camel as tight as you can, you know what I'm saying, and be as strong willed as possible, you know what I'm saying? So, Ange, what you got cooking up next? Tell us when you're going to be around, you know what I mean? Let us know what you got going on.
Well, I'm always around. Of course, I'm here every night, 9:30, listening to y'all. But I'll be back on the 31st. I'm on every Monday morning. For those that need that Monday morning motivation to get your week started, I'm on every Monday morning over on Blog Talk Radio, the Queen of Collaboration, Half Hour of Power. Y'all, come on, check me out. Be motivated to start your Monday off. But, of course, you can tune in and check out the Crew Podcast. I am one of the CEOs over at the Crew Podcast. So, yeah, you can definitely check your girl out. Just trying to make my mark, just trying to be that change that I desire to see in this world. Shouts out to Big Brother O, because he has definitely paved the way for us to be that voice that we want to be around this world. So he definitely have paved the way and opened the door for a lot of us to come after him. So I'm just grateful for each and every opportunity that I have to be that voice and to be that change that I desire to see in this world. So, yeah, thank you for allowing me to share.
Yes, absolutely. And that was Angela, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Always a pleasure to hear her voice, you know what I'm saying? She's one of the great women of this network doing a lot of things, as you hear. You better check that out on Mondays, you know what I mean? Those who know that need that early morning motivation, like she just said, you know what I mean? You know the Keurig might not get it popping. You might need to get spicy in the morning, y'all, so y'all heard her. You know what I mean? But track next by DJ International legend, Brother Oladzki.
Yo, kid, what up?
What's up, baby?
Hey, yo, I just seen this kid over there, by your building and shit. I know he ain't down with your team.
Who?
I don't know, some skinny-looking, big-head nigga, you know what I'm saying?
He making his fucking sales, bro.
Yo, son, I just seen five fiends around a nigga, son.
Fuck, we got him.
Come on, fuck it, let's go over here. Let me show you the nigga right. Hold up, wait, the jiggy.
Pretty deep, niggas. I think niggas don't know what the fuck's going
on. Come on, come on, right over here.
Right home.
There you go, right there. There you go, right there, kid.
That cat.
Hold up.
Yo, kid.
I'm right behind you.
What the fuck is you doing, man, huh? Huh?
Take this.
I'm going over to the guard's house. Get it for the cops. I'm going to
throw this shit away, man.
Get it, son. Just get it, man. Fuck that, man. 17.
Yo,
get the fuck out of here, man. Get it, man. I ain't dying. Get it,
son.
Get it.
Hold that shit,
yo,
son.
Get it, man. Get it. Nigga trying to assassinate me, man.
Damn.
Yo.
It's the remix, son. Can it be? Act like you know. Check it. Yo, check what happened out of state. I'm knocking off a half a cake, cash through, flying at a fast rate. I smoked the black dust, kept my hand clutched, I'm falling in lust. It's 4+, I plate my hand like a raw flush. Baggy jeans, wallaby cloths, pretty woman, I put it in them, shot up in them, deadly venom. I hung around the big town bosses, illegal forces, exchange thoughts, showing love to all my sources. Spades try to bag me like Cagney and Lacey. Chef had that bitch Stacy slipping in Macy's. I doze off, got your flashback on how I got trapped and got licked like Pat. Seeing a mall flick, I got hit, stumbling, holding my neck to the guard's rest. Open flesh, burgundy blood colored my guest. Emergency trauma, black teen headed for surgery. Can it be a out of state nigga try to murder me? I should have stayed in Job Corps, and now I'm an outlaw. Break it to the carrier, 4-4, nigga. Dedicated to the guards in the earth.
Dedicated to babies who can't feed first.
Dedicated to up north and downstate.
Dedicated to rich niggas who sell weight.
Dedicated to projects of black kids.
Dedicated to men who built pyramids. Word up, what the f***, yo.
We taking you on another chamber. Word up, son, you know how we be on it. It's real.
Show me your crab pat around, man.
I think it's time to bless them.
Word up, son.
Pull up, take it. First year, but
yo, yo, yo,
it started off on the island. AK Shallon, niggas wailing. Old folks scream, stop the violence.
The balance,
laying up, yo, watching these crack niggas playing up rap games for what, see? Back in the days, crime pays in mad ways. Fought in Tommy Hill with caves, 360 waves. And no searching for loose ends. Now flex 300 bins, mad tens with mad diamonds. Now that's the life of the good life. Sometimes niggas act tripe. I played the blight throughout my hood life. Remember, I got blasted. Now that's in the basket. God forbid I lay in the casket. But now I'm all about G-notes. No time for weed mixed with coke. I wash my mouth out with soap and got my act together. Low sweaters and better and fat leather. So whatever, bring it on. Dedication to my people.
black man, woman, and child. Word up. Project here for you. Projects, peoples, one love.
Yo, we live from Lagos, y'all, you know what I'm saying? If y'all tapping in late, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And we talk about histrionic personality disorder, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, people got to understand that times, yo, they lack awareness of these behaviors, you know what I'm saying? So, but either way, we going to get real spicy, and we almost about to stand some sticks on it. But call us six. You're in queue, and don't be showing off trying to beat somebody else, you know what I mean? We might have to Sandman your ass off stage. Who is it?
Hello. Yes, how are you doing? My name is Shola Grand. I used to come up here a lot before I started chemo and radiation, but I just want to say shout-out to everybody. I want to say shout-out to Miss Angela. I am connected to her. I'm going to pray a lot with her in the morning. And, yes, she has given a lot of us opportunity in so many areas, even though, you know, I write books and stuff. And all the things that she's doing is truly a blessing. But I wanted to say I was listening to you talk about the different personalities. And I agree with you on a lot. First of all, by me having two in college and getting ready to go, as parents, and I know it can be hard, they do look at what we do. It's not like back in the day. They do as we say, not what we do, and that's why everything starts at home. We do have to be careful, like you said, the video games and all the different stuff, because when they born, they do not know. They are shown. A lot of parents, for whatever reason, are legal, like you said, whatever, but we have to direct and guide and praise them and teach them. I ain't saying we see everything, but 50% of what the youth do is what they have seen, whether it's the uncle, the cousin, and we need to teach them, like, the stars got fake boobs, fake eyes. We need to tell our beautiful daughters they don't have to do that. We also have to teach our boys, and I know some of us are single. Like, I was married for 20 years, and now I'm single. But guess what? We are not a man. So the personality and the trait do go by what they see, but it's up to us to teach them and let them know that they are beautiful regardless of what it is, because we cannot let video games raise our kids. You know, I know we may be in a room, because you could be in a room and your child could be doing something else. So I try to teach mine, whether you're dark skin, light skin, whatever the case may be, you are beautiful because God say. Not because what man say, but because of what God say. But I've been listening to you, my brother. I like what you be saying, and I agree with you 100%, but it's up to us. We cannot depend on the deacons and the pastors and nobody. It's up to us to get up here and teach. Because hurt children become hurt adults. That self-esteem is deep inside. And if they don't love, if we don't love ourselves, we can't love nobody else. And that's what a personality trait. It's a DNA. Sometimes it could be from hurt, from pain, whatever the case may be. But it starts with in the side. And that's what I wanted to say.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. That was heavy. You know what I'm saying? That was heavy indeed. And, yo, and I thank you for stopping by, because, indeed, these are evils who will grab a hold of all of us at times, but far more worse when it's a continuous practice. You know what I mean? Because, folks, these things lead to polytheism. And if you don't know what polytheism is, this is the far more worse sin you could ever commit upon mankind. You know what I'm saying? Polytheism. You know what I mean? Inconspicuously is what you'll be doing this. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, check this out real quick. You know what I mean? We got to call a seven real quick. Call a seven. What you got for me?
Yo, Clev, I made it to your show. This is Jesus from the Jesus Show. Much love to you, brother. Shout out to Philly Baby. Word. Just dropping in. I'm just catching up. I'm coming in kind of late, sweetheart. But I just wanted to support. I finally caught your show, bro. To be able to support your show and let my voice be heard, just to salute you, baby. Much honor to you, God.
Look, you already, do you hear this, y'all? This is my white radio wife, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You heard that? She, you know, she was late for dinner, but she made it, y'all.
I made it, baby, with dessert. Shit.
You heard that?
Much honor to you, brother. Much honor. But I'm Jesus, y'all, from the Jesus Show. God bless everybody. Much comfort to you all. And I'm going to just catch the rest of this show, bro. I just catching up with you, baby. Much honor.
Yes. That was Jesus, y'all. Yeah, I mean, Christine Powell. You know what I'm saying? My radio wife. I will be taking something out later on when I fly in. You know what I'm saying? Round trip, or is she staying? But check this out, you know what I mean? Know how to keep the game, y'all, because like I said, we're going to do this, close it up. You know what I mean? Uncomfortable. We're not the center of attention, is what these people do. Seductive and provocative behavior again. Shifting in shallow emotions. Using appearance to draw attention. You know what I mean? Impressionistic and vague speech where you don't know what they're talking about. Dramatic or exaggerated emotions, easily influenced by others. I mean, considers relationships more intimate than they are, of course. You know what I'm saying? Also self-centered and rarely shows concern for others. Not thinking before acting, making rare decisions, all that type of stuff. Having low tolerance for frustration and easily bored by routine and often beginning projects without finishing them or skipping from one event to another. You know, well, you got to be a jack of all trades, you know what I mean? Because every time you get into a new conversation, that's what you do. You know what I mean? All that type of stuff, you know what I mean? So, yeah, there's some therapy for these type of things. But more importantly, know how we are created and why. And however you were fashioned, it is not for you to question why that is or to feel like if you was another kind of person. You know what I mean? That is Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head type shit. So, you know what I mean? But we're going to go ahead and get into some Ngozi time, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Olab Skate, can I get it?
Well, first of all, we got some callers that want to say hi to you. And caller, caller, girl. Yeah, hey, caller, you're live right now with my man Clev One. What's up?
Hi, Clev. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Yes, it's Mo. It's Mo Garman from Philadelphia, y'all. Yes, Mo. Well, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. I think you described a lot of people that I know tonight. Very dramatic. Exaggerated. So I was enjoying your show. I just wanted to call in and say hi and give you some support.
Oh, yes. I always appreciate the support from Mo Garman, y'all. Yes, she's definitely being a native and the place to be out here, Mo. Let us know what you got cooking up and when we going to hear from you. You know what I'm saying?
You'll hear from me on this Friday, and we're going to talk about healing the mother wound.
You heard that, y'all. Mo Garman, y'all better tap into this because Mo get real spicy. You know what I mean? You get serious. You got to put your damn glasses on to listen to Mo. You got to put glasses on to listen to Mo Garman, y'all. You hear me?
You coming looking flavorful, you know what I mean?
Yo, tonight feel like a nigga get burnt, right?
Yeah.
It's like you hear something tomorrow, right?
feel like, yo, he's lying, he's lying.
It's the wind, I'm telling you.
Yeah, bro.
It's the air, I can feel it.
I feel hot. It feels feel hot at night and shit, like sunny to them. Yo, the sun overshine though, but, you know what I'm saying?
Rhyme. Yo, it be a line for line, line for line. This is how we get down. Yeah, line for line, line for line. This is how we get down. Yo, can you feel me? Storytelling, rap, Magellan. I ain't telling. Them niggas ran in the spot for selling. Word up, pushed up, man got mushed up. Seen him at a rap show, acting like fat cat though. Glasses gold, shining like a real big boy. This nigga had mega ice on Chips Ahoy. Cats around it, this political brown kid. All out the window, my man walked in. Pulling mitts out, son had man climbed up. Order me Chris Dell, twice Keon. Chill, watch them niggas. Hey yo, that clicks on my estate. They bubble away and far rock away with Blake Carrington. You know the kid with the most dope getters and Sarah's on fashion. Click, they rock low sweaters. That's my man. That's my man too. Call him up on the strength of the wolf and watch the game do grab the cell. I got a heist to pull off well. At the end of the week, I'm buying you a Lexus, nigga. I ain't talking my Hancock. No time for weed, plus no time to get locked. That night, up in the staircase, cousin had me laced out, skied all out of my face. We gon' get that. Crunchy chump all of his lungs. Don't try to front, you was sweating his heel fingers. Guess who walked in, having it, his man from Farragut. Confront him with the Ruger on his back, walking black. Where's your man? Where's the sky blue land at? Stop playing woo in the back, smacked him with the gas.
Yo, money said he be in 15.
He's not lying, wait for the Millennium Green to pull up. He got the Donna Karen shit on two rings, 6 carats a piece plus the chain swing. Like anchors on ships flooded with all diamond chips. Back pockets, 2 clips, 4 fifths with rubber grip laying. 2 bottles of brass, I was slaying, meditating. Red dot, be waiting for my payment. Heard the key in the lock, cock the Glock, turn the lights out, dip behind the couch, key on, gag his mouth. Infrared at his head when he entered. Butter saw Perry Ellis leather with Dorinda, a friend of Keon's wife, Kenya, the bitch larger than life. Yo, shorty be fucking Mad Colombian, nigga. Fucking get on the floor, meet the black legs, loop door, strip fast, the bitch out on Claiborne drawers. Yo, Ray, you're about to scrape a chill ghost. Thought for a second, turned around, threw the 9 on his meatloaf. Yo, where's the cash in the stash that's mixed? I don't know. Shot his hand, he started screaming like a bitch.
You know what time it is, man. Woo Wednesdays, man. You know, Raekwon the Chef, you know what I'm saying? Ghostface Killah. Giving that type of pleasure to my man, Clever One. And, of course, he is the 2022 Lenny New Host of the Year at WBNN. And, of course, congratulations to him on his 11th WBNN and, of course, Beverly Nation All-Time Connection record with the all-time wonderful Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer tonight. Love this show tonight. And one more we have. Tomorrow we start with a outstanding hostship. This man has, you know, advanced from intern to host. His name is Jetty 8-Track. Soul Genius Shampoo. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Ola Dali Malewa and Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Ole Day Late on Ngozi@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dali Malewa and Ngozi, saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And again, an excelsior, or honor to the 2022 Sonya Griffin Award-winning WBNN Lenny New Host of the Year for his championship tonight, his 11th all-time. Mr. Clever, one with final thoughts. We going home, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Hey, O, I think you might be trimming me for one, my man. But we'll do the arithmetic later on this. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but what
no,
I'll tell
no,
you,
yeah, 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 you know, no, you had 10 straight, and now you got your 11th. But, you know, we'll talk later.
Well, I'm going to tell you about this, right, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Clev One don't look back when it's time to knock people out and get belts and trophies. So, but I'm going to say this out here, folks, with a last situation here. Don't be coming up with your would have, could have, would have, should have, saying, trying to act like you want, you could, if you could have, or what if you're a person that's threatened to, or attempted suicide or something to get your attention. Well, Clev One going to tell you to hurry the hell up You know what I'm saying? Because you're holding other people up and doing things out here. Because if you're that evil and you think that yourself ain't worth, well, what you're worth when with how you were created, because you would if you was this person, or what if you was that person, or if you could have, would have, should have, and you didn't, you know what I'm saying? Then don't worry about it. That's what that was decreed for you. Whatever you miss is not meant to befall upon you. Whatever befalls upon you is not meant for you to miss. Damn it. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where all your homies got gym memberships at Planet LA Fitness, but ain't nobody got no muscles. Check your satellites.